At NAFB Washington Watch, I am about to start the Mike and Andy show, and Mike and Andy are Mike Hergert, Red River Farm Network, and Andy Vance with Feedstuffs. And guys, I know you're chairing this year's Washington Watch. I'll let whoever wants to talk, but we always like to know what's new and different. You must have some fantastic, great plans for us, right?
Well, I think we started thinking when we planned this, the budget was going to be the driver. And we didn't invent that, obviously. So that was one of the goals we wanted to get in the agenda. And we ended up with three, I think, excellent economists. A former chief economist at USDA, Keith Collins, Bob Young, formerly from FAPRI, now with American Farm Bureau, and, of course, Carl Zuloff from Ohio State, the Ohio State University. So I think that's where we kind of started, but, of course, who knew back when we started that both the Senate and House Ag Committees would be marking up their farm bills this week?
And it's kind of amazing. I've been to a number of these. Mike and I have both been to 8, 10, well, you've been maybe even more than that to these Washington watches over the years. And you never know what the issue is going to be from one year to the next. You don't certainly do a farm bill every year you come to Washington. We've been doing a farm bill this time for a couple Washington watches in a row. But that's going to be a really big opportunity for the members who are here to participate in covering back-to-back markups in the Senate and House Ag Committees of this farm bill, too.
Yeah, this farm bill timing just, I don't know if it couldn't be better or it couldn't be worse. I mean, there's probably two ways to look at that. But we also are here at a time when there is some unbelievable, not just partisan politics going on, but some pretty serious issues here. Do you think any of those things could have any impact on anybody we're going to be talking to?
I think so. You know, I look at it as good and bad as far as markup. I told somebody at home last weekend that I'd almost rather be here this week without Washington Watch. I hate to say it that way, but it kind of prevents you from attending the hearings yourself. Plus, it can create some holes in your schedule because as lawmakers, obviously, their priority is the markup.
So we're going to also do some traditional things for Washington Watch. My wife, Cindy, remembers being here for the first one. I wasn't here for that one. But this Issues Forum is something that we kick off with.
Yeah, Issues Forum starting is really how we kind of start the week's events. And this year in particular, not just the Farm Bill, as you mentioned a moment ago, the number of other issues that are circling out there. Supreme Court this morning had a major ruling affecting the biotech industry. So I know some of the folks that are going to want to talk about that issue. A number of other policy issues. You want to talk about the Water Resources Development Act, the Senate's still tinkering with on their deliberations, not to mention when we go to USDA tomorrow, some of the hot issues that we're going to grill them about. The folks in Issues Forum will also have perspective on from a regulatory side of things. So it's the amount of information that you could possibly glean for this meeting may be at an all-time high. Your ability to glean it all and distill it all and analyze it all in the hours available, that's up to each individual journalist.
Well, I think it's going to be a great program with Wednesday. Really, it's not only the end, but it's going to cap it off. Depending on how things go, of course. You know, it's kind of like trying to predict the weather here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Weather Service doesn't do such a great job of that, especially on floods, but not complaining. I think Wednesday morning, I think we'll have already a better perspective on where the Senate's going. And we'll have a preview, certainly, of what the House. But I really think, Chuck, that the story here on this farm bill, if not on the House floor and the amendments that come up there, will be during conference. And so we're a long ways from home on this thing yet.
Well, we mentioned weather. You guys are in some pretty different parts of the country. How has that had an impact? Kind of where are you guys at in terms of this season?
So I'm coming from Columbus, Ohio. My younger brother farms our home farm in the southern part of the state. It's been rain and then some more rain, and it was cold while it was raining, and then it rained some more, and then it was cold again. So farmers well behind schedule, as they are everywhere across the country pretty much. I asked little brother last week, I said, if it – became 80 degrees, sunny, and a nice stiff breeze out of the west today. How long would it take you to be ready? He said, we're probably still 3 or 4 days, you know, of drying out before we're ready to even try to mud it in a little bit. It's going to be a long haul, and I was looking at the forecast from the National Weather Service before I came down, and the seven-day forecast showing more rain across the middle part of the country. So,
how about out where you are, Mike?
Well, just this is kind of sums it up very succinctly, I think. Sunday morning, we woke up to 25 degrees for a low. Today, I'm told it was going to be 90 for a high. So we have come out of winter and into summer, it looks like. Now, we had a little flooding, nowhere near what they thought. We got a fair amount of work done last week in some locations, not everybody. We are going to see less corn than intended in the northern tier of North Dakota. But I still think corn is king economically. It cashes, and farmers have made a lot of money on corn in North Dakota. I think it's here to stay. But I think we'll probably be close to last year's acreage instead of the 500,000 acres increase that they intended.
Anything else about this year's Washington Watch, what it means to the membership of NAFB, for example?
Well, one thing new is that we're going to have a little fun. Colin Peterson, who...
We've never done that at Washington.
No, not in Washington. Colin Peterson, who is just across the river from us in North Dakota, serves that huge 7th District in Minnesota. He's put together a band for the last several years. They call it the Second Amendments. They have a lot of fun with it, and they've agreed to play for us here during Washington Watch. I think a lot of people in the ag community, the legislative aides and so forth here in Washington, go to countless receptions. I'm not sure that the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Broadcasting has ever done one successfully. We're going to hope to do that.
Another thing that we're doing, actually, to kind of start the week off, we're going to be at the National Press Club for supper. And aside from just getting to kind of soak in that heritage and history of the press corps in D.C., we're going to be hearing from one of the leaders of the World Wildlife Fund. Kind of the idea being that we need to get our members and the journalists here connected and exposed to folks from outside the echo chamber, is kind of how I usually refer to it. We hear from a lot of the folks within agriculture, and we talk to them every day and report on what the different groups are doing and so on. It's vitally important that we as professionals bring in folks from outside that bubble and folks that we aren't already on speed dial with. We're going to hear from Dr. Jason Clay with WWF about some of those environmental issues in agriculture, and he has a really interesting message to share with the group.
Probably something's got panda bears in it, maybe?
Well, I think what's going to be really interesting, and I don't want to give too much away until after his presentation, but at a feed industry symposium earlier this year, Dr. Clay actually was advocating for more intensification in agriculture production, which I think for most of us sounds counter to environmental dogma, you know, that we need farms to be producing more efficiently, more intensively, rather than sprawling out over a broader acreage to produce the same or slightly incremental increasing pounds of food.
Well, looking forward to the program here. We'll be doing Washington Watch for the next couple days. It's the Mike and Andy Show in Washington, D.C. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.